about donuts.
What does that mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, in recognition of our Royal Diamond consultants, please welcome back to the stage your lovely British president, Ben Woodward.
How many of you in the audience today have it in your dream plan, on your vision board, to become a Royal Diamond? Okay, a lot of excitement around that, correct? Now, a part of that vision and dream is that moment when you get to walk across the stage, is that true? So, what we would like you to do is we call up our Royal Diamonds. We want you to recognize that you're playing an important part in the realization of their dream. Now, Dr. Cruz shared before how we should welcome them up onto the stage. Do you remember that? So we've got seven people that we're going to invite up now. Each time we call their names, we want you, ladies and gentlemen, to go absolutely ballistic for these people. Can you do that? I want you to imagine, like Dr. Cruz said, if this was your moment, how would you like people cheering for you? And I want you, and we want you to give a massive cheer, a rousing applause, and go absolutely crazy for these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people that have done great things with me here at Royal Diamonds.
Do you agree with what he said? Now Ben is here to extend a very special welcome and commendation to our Royal Diamond consultants who qualified between 2010 and 2013. So please join me in congratulating our first Royal Diamond, Dr. Brad and Paula, RNs from the USA. Lepska. From Canada, eh?
And so it all has to do with your passion, and what you want, and how big your dream is. Just make a big dream, and then just go after it. Thank you.
You've really been a champion for empowering women. That's something that I've really observed and noticed here. How do you feel the opportunity? That makes such a huge difference with so many women around the world and giving them an opportunity to really feel empowered.
Well, I think everyone knows when you empower a woman, it's not just one. You're empowering all the children and the husband and possibly the grandparents. So it's a wonderful honor. This is something I share with Julie Taro. We just felt that we wanted to be more proactive of doing things just with the women. But even when we travel, and her and I travel and inspire other people to say, there is no glass ceiling in NECAN. It doesn't matter what your education is, what your background is, you get a fair start here. And out in the corporate world, you don't get a fair start. And here, you get a clean start to do whatever you want, to build your dream. And that's just so exciting to everyone, to the men, to the women. But for some reason, women like to take a step back, and we want them to realize that there is a gorgeous opportunity here if they're willing to seize it and take off and build whatever they want. So. It's been so rewarding. That weekend, that long weekend in Colorado is something I'll never, ever forget. And we're just getting started. So I know some of the sisters are here. So it's awesome.
And this journey to success, we often get obstacles that we didn't expect. That's all part of the journey to get to the top. What was a barrier or an obstacle that you came across and how we went to overcome that?
I just say the one has some issues, but mine, I never talked to anyone who was next to me. I was sitting for hours, but they never started a conversation. And I couldn't imagine that now I can talk to anyone who is next to me, and I think there is a mission to share what I know. The person next to me, it's not an accidental in this life, and the person next to me, I have to open my mouth and tell about it. It's, I don't beg or something, just to share the opportunity to change their life. Yeah. And it's up to them, they're going to decide what they're going to do with it. And this just makes me feel good and not feel that I do something. And I enjoy it. I do love what I do, and I love to change the people, the world around me, and to leave a few countries and now just staying with my mom, getting old and travel all over the world.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Getting out of our comfort zone and being willing to talk to people around us, we were a little nervous to do that. It takes courage, doesn't it? So, great example. So, there are sometimes lessons that we learn that we weren't expecting when we go on this wonderful journey to Royal Ambassador. What's a piece of wisdom that you've gleaned as Royal Ambassadors now, as you look back, that you think would be worthwhile for these people to appreciate and understand?
Going for a Royal Ambassador?
Yeah.
Well, I think that it's a dream come true, starting from the beginning. I come from the bottom. My car was killed. So then that was a very important reason. But along the way, it's a process, and each time you can dream again, and your dreams go further and further up to the sky. Then it's great, and I think that we need to do everything in spite of, because everything that Camilo said today, it's all the process I've gone through. That all the, to be aware that everything that is wrong gets you to the good. to the right things. So we need them.
Yeah.
I think that's something we really need.
Yeah.
And if we are really eager to learn and to keep on learning every day, every time, all of us will be at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, teamwork is everything. Let's face it, we can't do this business by ourselves. I've been, and my wife have been very fortunate to have some great leaders all over. In Mexico, we have some great leaders here in the U.S. The truth of the matter is, as us as leaders, I believe sometimes we have to be followers too. The way we help our people grow to be leaders sometimes is to move back a little to allow them to step forward. And that's done through, again, teamwork. So all of us have to, at the point, do that to help all the others to lead forward, but it's all done through working together as a team. Thank you.
We've had some great instruction in just a few minutes here. We've recognized the importance of having a great vision and being persistent. And just not giving up, not quitting, just going at it, going at it, going at it. Recognizing the inner strength that you have to make a difference in the world around you, especially to where there are so many women in our business, a great force for good in really changing the world here. And this is significant. The role of teamwork, the role of getting outside of our comfort zone is really, really important, isn't it? So for all of you that want to become Royal Diamonds, this is good counsel to take on board. There will be obstacles that we don't expect, cows that we need to kill, and ladies and gentlemen, that's okay. Now, before we have them leave the stage, I want to do something that is not in the script. So the technician's going, no, cut. Get them off. Well, I'm the president, so I can stay on here. Some brand new silvers. I want to invite one of these silvers up to help them appreciate what lies in store when you become a Royal Diamond. This is going to be a dream building exercise, ladies and gentlemen, so we can get a feel of what it's like to step into their shoes for just a minute, because one day our silvers in the room here, our directs, our seniors, our golds, they're all going to be on the stage here as diamonds and Royal Diamonds. So, hands up, those of you that walked across the stage this morning as a new silver. We've got some people, I want to see your hands. You've got to be screaming and shouting pretty good. Let me see. Here we go. That's it, crowds.
Too.
Yeah.
I would like to join you in the future.
They're role models, aren't they? Wonderful role models.
Yes, sir.
So tell me, when you become Lord Diamond, what's your plan? What do you think you're going to do to get to where these guys are?
You might want to down to crusade. I have to ride kill the cow. I have to send the cows to the
slaughterhouse
and make them into hamburgers. Let's give it up for everybody here at the Future Royal Diamonds and everybody here.